shell appears strong, but the inside is rot. It's time to be stirred. The time is now. The winds have changed. Read the signs. No time to hide. The winds have changed.
Millennia ago, from the little cave on the tiny island of Patmos in the Aegean Sea, the heavens opened. Since then, the world has been fascinated by the cosmic upheaval brewing on the horizon of history. The upheaval is now upon us. It is within us. To some degree, it always has been. But there has been a sudden and violent shift in the affairs of the world. The winds have changed. Heaven will not be silent. Let's now join Father Anthony Bush, pastor of St. Stanislaus Kostka, the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy in Chicago, and author of A Mother's Plea, For the Winds Have Changed. Together we can pave the way for a hopeful response to the signs of our times.
Hello, I'm Kendra Von Esch, sitting in for Father Anthony on listener-supported Winds of Change, AM 750 WNDZ. I am super excited to be with you today. We are going to talk a little bit about Pentecost and the Holy Spirit. If I hear once, I hear a million times, I wish or how can I hear, feel, see God throughout my life, all day, every day? And I'll share a little bit about my journey with the Holy Spirit because I didn't even know who the Holy Spirit was in the beginning of my life for most of my life. Let me explain a little bit about that. When I was a confirmed Catholic, my parents put me through the CCD courses, if you will. And when I say put through, I really mean we just went on Saturdays. We weren't practicing at all, Catholics. We weren't going to Mass on Sundays. We were receiving the sacraments. It was just something that you did. And I was confirmed. I come out on the other end. I don't even know what confirmation is. I have no clue that I was just, you know, anointed with the Holy Spirit and all these amazing gifts and fruits that can impact my life and transform me. So most of my life, I did not practice any kind of faith or any religion. And I had no clue what the Holy Spirit was in the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. As a matter of fact, I'm really kind of sad to say I didn't even know who Jesus really was, or why he died for us, or why he was crucified. I just thought he was God's son, had no clue he was really God. So let me talk a little bit about how I found the Holy Spirit and my new devotion to the Holy Spirit. Throughout my journey, I seem to feel things and experience things, and then I do the research. It's been an interesting ride. So when I first came into the church, I really wasn't in it. I was just attending because I saw it in a diet book. For those of you who want to go search in the podcast, there's a former, we'll put the link in this podcast so you could go listen to a little bit of my story on my journey to Catholicism and God. But when I was in my early stages, I was just sitting in church. I didn't understand why I was there. I didn't realize that it was the real presence of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. And I had no real feeling of God in my life. And then the second week, Divine Mercy Sunday, I went to confession after 26 years. And that was where I felt the Holy Spirit, the supernatural peace and joy and love in my body as the priest absolved me from my sins. And I had no idea what that was. All I knew was it wasn't me. I couldn't create that feeling. That was definitely supernatural. And that was where the Holy Spirit gave me the thirst for figuring out what this Catholic thing is all about and whether or not I was Catholic. Because quite frankly, at that time in my life, I really didn't believe in the teachings. And I also didn't want to change my life. So when people ask me now, as I'm out speaking and sharing my faith journey and helping others come closer to God and the faith, they say, how can you hear and see and feel God in your life? Because I struggle with that. And I don't have all the answers. All I do have to say is, You have to go to the Holy Spirit every single day and ask Him to come into your life. So let's start a quick prayer here before we continue on, because there's no coincidence that you're listening to this radio station right now. It's a God incidence. He put us together, and I want to make sure that I am glorifying Him and speaking what He wants me to speak to all those people that are listening out there. And this is how I do it every single day. Let's start with, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit. Come by means of the powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your well-beloved spouse. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Not so bad, right? Pretty short, sweet, right to the point. And it starts your day asking for the Holy Spirit to come into your life. So in the beginning of my journey, I realized that prayer was pretty important to hearing, seeing, and feeling God throughout your day. And I didn't know how to pray. I started out thinking it was Our Father, Hail Mary, maybe the Rosary. And quite frankly, I did not know how to pray the Rosary either in the early part of my journey. But what I really learned was that prayer is a conversation with God. It's your relationship. It's the time where you need to share all your innermost worries, concerns, desires with Him. But it's a relationship meaning you must be quiet and peaceful and rest in Him to hear, feel, see what He is responding to you. So what does that mean? I started meeting with a spiritual director who's trained in Ignatian spirituality. And he shared with me, start praying like this every single morning. And I have to say, it's a decision. I do not always get up and dive right into prayer and get real intimate, contemplative, meditative every single day. It's a struggle. We all fight with our mind. We all fight with focus. So when I start, I ask God, Mary, the Holy Spirit. Honestly, I pull out all my weapons. I go to the saints and the angels, my guardian angel, and I just say, please, can you shut my mind down so that I can hear, listen, feel, and be with you all day today. So be patient with yourself, but if you haven't prayed before, just start having a conversation with God. Wherever you are right now, after this program ends, start talking to Him. Just start. He'll do the heavy lifting for you, trust me. So when I started praying, I realized that it's not Our Father and Hail Mary, although those are important. You also need to see, hear, and listen to God through Scripture, through other people, through media, through reading. I mean, there's so many different ways that God is speaking to us. And in nature, that's the other shocking one. So as we approach summer and we're out and about, start looking around and really thanking God for the beauty that you are walking in and living in and breathing in every day. So, the Holy Spirit. I had no idea that that dove was the representative of the Holy Spirit. And now I actually have to share. I'll wait for, I don't think I'll have enough time during this segment, but I will share with you an interesting experience that happened to me with the Holy Spirit. So again, I've been praying in my early stages to God a lot. And then it was kind of opening the door to Mary. And Mary was a new kind of question for me. And then I learned all about her role in the church and how amazing she is. And then I started having a devotion to Mary. And it was just recently that the Holy Spirit came into my life and changed everything. And that is why I'm here wanting to talk to you about the Holy Spirit, because I'm in the middle of a novena, and I hope that you are all excited for Pentecost to come. Because if you think about Peter. I always think about Peter. He denied Jesus 3 times in the most desperate times when Jesus needed a friend. And Peter kind of walked away. And then it's Jesus and Peter. Peter is answering 3 times to him saying, yes, Jesus, I love you. Yes, Jesus, I love you. And then away goes Jesus. He ascends to the right hand of the Father. And all of the apostles are freaking out. They are scared to death. They're up in the upper room, sitting down, praying for the Holy Spirit. Because Jesus said, the Holy Spirit is going to come into you, and he's going to lead you and guide you and help you. And will remind you all of the things that I've taught you, the truth. It will guide you to the truth. He will come. So they're praying and praying. And when the Holy Spirit comes into them in the upper room, and then Peter walks out, it's like they have courage beyond courage. And he walks out. They're thinking they're going to get killed. And he just starts preaching, sharing the truth with such confidence. And the listeners are hearing him in their own language. That must have freaked everybody out. And of course, due to that and that courageousness, a lot of them converted. I believe it was 3,000. Let's just say quite a few thousand converted. Well, we're all scared in our lives. And there have been a lot of new things coming my way. Let's just say that if I don't have the Holy Spirit sitting with me, guiding me, leading me, I don't know exactly what is going to happen. Am I going to be doing God's will? Am I going to be doing my selfish will? Am I going to be the best witness of Jesus? Yeah, not so much. So in my early stages, I started receiving some of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. And again, like I said, there were times I had no idea what was happening to me. All of a sudden, I started having this love and compassion for people. I was seeing Jesus in everybody. And that kind of shocked me because my compassion turned. I thought I was compassionate. I thought I liked people, loved people, wished good things for people. But then when I look back after God gave me true love and compassion, I realized, wow, I had no compassion for people. Well, maybe some people, like the ones that were like me and agreed with me. But if you didn't like me, you didn't agree with me, maybe you didn't look like me, I'm not sure I was all wishing your best, let's just say. I might have even judged you immediately and even talked behind your back. But now, I don't even know how to explain it. I just look at everybody and love everybody. Yes, I have my moments. Yes, people frustrate me and all of that. But boy, it's only a few seconds. And then all of a sudden, this warm waterfall of love and peace comes through my body. And I just look at that person and say, okay, you're a child of God, just like me. And we are here for a reason. And nothing in our lives are exactly the same because we're unique and we have different talents. So then I started getting patience. Now, this one I did ask for. I was having some issues as I left my executive career in corporate America, changing and making and helping my ministry grow. So I was pretty impatient. And I kept praying for things faster. And of course, God was telling me, you're not ready for this right now. You need a little more growing. And yet at the time, I was struggling with the whole patience piece. But then all of a sudden, he was giving me all of these opportunities to exercise my patience. And so when I was struggling with it, I would just look up to him and I would give it to him. I would say, okay, take my frustration here. I have no patience. I trust you. You have a plan. Your time. And so those two things started happening to me, and I had no idea that that was even the Holy Spirit in work or that it was the fruit of the Holy Spirit. We'll talk a little bit more on the next segment about the supernatural experience that I felt from the Holy Spirit next.
St. Stan's School has an amazing PK 3 through 8th grade program focused on leadership and social-emotional learning, and is one of the only schools to implement the Reading and Writing Project of Columbia University and the University of Chicago. Everyday math across the board, PK 3 through 8th, is taught by our highly educated and dedicated teachers. St. Stan's students are academically challenged with advanced level placement opportunities as their test scores and high school admissions speak volumes. St. Stan's is an integral part of the Wicker Park community, where you feel welcome and at home with other families and friends who enjoy the same warm, friendly, and safe atmosphere for their children. We have small classroom size, which makes a difference in the whole learning experience. Many schools have excellent programs. At St. Stan's, we empower students to be excellent. Join the St. Stan's family. It is a selective admissions process. Grades 1 through 8 are tested and interviewed. Call 773-278-4560. That's 773-278-4560. Or stop by at 1255 North Noble Street. That's one block north of Division, just off the Kennedy. More information at ststanschicago.org. That's ststanschicago.org.
The Winds of Change.
On AM 750, WNDZ, and on the World Wide Web at windsofchangeshow.com.
There is a lot going on at St. Stan's. St. Stanislaus Koska is the sanctuary of the Divine Mercy in Chicago. There is Eucharistic adoration before the iconic monstrance, confessions 4 days per week, and masses in English, Polish, and Spanish. There's much more waiting for you here. St. Stan's is right off the Kennedy Expressway, just two blocks north of Division on Noble. Find out more by going to ststanschurch.org. That's ststanschurch.org and enter into the presence of Christ.
Hello, I'm Kendra Von Esch, sitting in for Father Anthony on Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ. Okay, we're going to get into what is the Holy Spirit? Because some of you might be thinking she's saying fruits, she's saying gifts. What is all this about? So let me share what I found here. The seven gifts of the Holy Spirit, which is actually what you are anointed in when you are going through confirmation. It's your initiation into the Catholic Church. But you're also baptized in the beginning of your process to come into the church in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit, thank goodness for me, has been in me and with me my whole life. So for 42, 43 years, I had no idea what the Holy Spirit was. I had no idea God was in me. And I am so grateful that he was, because I probably would be dead or in jail if he wasn't. So he has been protecting me the whole time and I had no clue. So the seven gifts: wisdom, understanding, counsel, or some people call that right judgment, piety, knowledge, fortitude, or courage, and fear of God, or wonder and awe. That last one always got me. I thought it was all about being afraid of God, like the punishment and hell that I would have to go to if I did something wrong. But it's quite the opposite. It's because I am in so much love and awe and want to please God that I don't want to sin. I don't want to do bad things in my life. I want to be more virtuous. And so when you ask for these gifts, and by the way, ask for them. If you need wisdom or you want that knowledge to really understand and understanding, ask for all of them if you want. If you have a specific one that you want to focus on, ask for that. And then just watch your inner world kind of transform. That's basically what the fruits are. So the fruits are the signs or the manifestation of your life being transformed or perfected by God. Remember when I mentioned I started having this love and compassion for people that I've never had before? And when I started having patience and just being calm all the time, no matter what situation I was in? Well, those are the fruits of the Holy Spirit gifts. Now, I'm going to read these off. There's some debate. Is it 9? Is it 12? I don't really care about the number. I just look at the gifts or what the benefits are to me, or the fruits, if you will. And I don't know anyone that doesn't want all of these in spades in their life. So let me read them off. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So when I received peace, and I'm telling you, joy as well, because that was the game changer for me after my confession. So not only did I have this amazing peace and love and acceptance after my confession as I was hearing the priest absolve me of my sins, I had this incredible joy that just permeated through my body. I couldn't wait to get out into the world and just share my love, share my faith, even though I really didn't know what it was at the time. I really had no clue what Catholicism was, but all I knew was what I was feeling. And who doesn't want more love and joy and peace in their life? And then one of the big ones was self-control. I prayed for self-control. I am sure, like all of you, we all struggle with some temptations. I've had my, I'm not a moderate person. I'm an extremist. I am either all or nothing. My mother used to laugh at me because I would diet and I would not eat anything bad for me and I would work out. And then the minute I fell off of that diet train or I had that cookie, I would stop. I'd be like, oh, well, can't do it anymore. It looks like that diet's over. I'm not going to lose that weight. Well, that's not how life works. And we're on this journey to heaven and we're going to fall. And we have to know exactly what to do when that happens. And that's prayer, going back to God and asking for help, asking to bring you back into that state of grace, leveraging all of the beautiful sacraments in the church, right? Go back to reconciliation, spend some time in adoration, and pray that rosary. While not a sacrament, it's the powerful weapon for us in these times. So, back to when I had this amazing supernatural Holy Spirit moment. This was probably about almost a year. Actually, it was back in the winter. And I'm going to plug Guy Murphy and Totally Yours Conference because it changed my life. I was speaking in November, and I ended up staying for the healing service that they had in the evening. I've never been to a healing service. As a matter of fact, people have asked me to go, and I said, why? Why would I go to a healing service? I'm not sick. And I laugh at myself as I say that because we're all sick. We're all emotionally, spiritually, mentally, physically, in some way, we're broken and we're ill and we need healing. So I was there. I didn't choose to go. I just happened to be at the conference. And everyone was saying, okay, well, get in line and there's going to be a catcher behind you. I said, a catcher behind me. Okay, what's that all about? And then they said, oh, well, you might fall down and be slayed by the spirit. Slayed by the spirit. That sounds not so good. What does that mean? You know, and then other people say, oh, it could be rest in the spirit or slain in the spirit. So I kind of honestly said, okay, here we go. This is those crazy people that I was running away from before I found my faith. Like, what's going to happen here? Are all these people going to be on the floor and I'm going to be the one standing next to them? You know, so I kind of had no clue what a healing service was. And what to expect? Why would I fall? And what is happening to me when I'm on the ground? Again, typical with my journey, things happen to me and then I find out what they mean and what they were all about. So I go up and I'm ready to be prayed over. And it is a priest who has special healing services. There were also some lay people who had special healing service, gifts as well. But I went to a priest. I was the second one in line. The first one was prayed over and she did not fall. And then he came to me and before he even said anything, my knees started wobbling a little bit. And I started kind of thinking, oh boy, what is this? It wasn't like a faint because I've fainted before, but I knew something was going on. And the minute he said, think of Jesus, that was when I dropped like a sack of potatoes. Thank goodness that person was behind me. And yet I laid on the ground in this kind of paralyzed state, but with this amazing flow of peace. And I could only equate it to that day in the confessional, way back in my journey in 2013. So now I'm thinking, okay, wait, this is the Holy Spirit. What's happening here? This is God in me. And I could not move. And I felt really weird because people were walking over my head. There were 600-700 people at this conference. And I wasn't even afraid. Go ahead, step on my head. I don't care. This is amazing. But then I felt, I need to get up. Like, I've been on the ground too long here. And I'm right in the front of this line. So I struggled to get up, and that was when the priest said, "Lay back down." So I did. Okay. And I just laid there, and that was where the peace and the love and that, I call it liquid love. I could not move my body. I was so amazingly relaxed and comforted and just in peace. And then I'm going to share with you the next day. So the next day, same thing, healing service. And I don't go to the second day, as a matter of fact. I'm outside in the hallway trying to get some videos selfishly for some video testimonials from my talk. And someone comes running out of the conference room and they say, "Hey, do you have Father so-and-so's number?" I said, "Yes, but my phone's in there inside the conference room. I got to go get it." And they said, "Run." So I walk in there, open up the door because I don't want to run over anyone. Everyone is swarmed over this one woman praying the Our Father. And I am looking at her going, this isn't good. I don't know what this is, but this is not good. And so you can hear her on the ground, "Jesus, Jesus." And I'm like, holy cow. And I stayed as close to the wall as I possibly could as I walked to go get my phone. Well, that was a powerful, life-changing weekend for me. I felt God in a supernatural way in the Holy Spirit. And I saw evil right there on the ground. And I remember running home, got on my video and put a vlog out there sharing this amazing evening and weekend. Yeah, I believe in evil and good, but this weekend was a total game changer because I felt something completely different in the resting in the Spirit. And then seeing the evil really just made me realize in a different way that this life is the battle. It's the spiritual battle that we are on. And we have to have God with us all day, every day, in order to fight the battle and to fight the evil and the temptations in our lives. So I ended up going home and I put the vlog out there and I shared it with everybody. And I'm going to share with you the feedback that I got back from people in the next time after the break, because it's too much to get into now. I was surprised, shocked, actually, of some of the feedback that I received from people. But I have to tell you, I went to adoration that next Monday morning, and I felt the exact same peace, that liquid love. And then I went the next day, and then I went the next day, and then I went the next day. And every single day, every single time I started praying, I would have that liquid love feeling. And I almost couldn't feel my body, and my head would be, picture a balloon on a string just floating up and around, and I was in such peace. I literally became the pew. How amazing to have that love, that peace, that relaxation. And if you think it left me, think again. I still have it. And this is what I'm talking about with living in the Holy Spirit, calling on God to help you with everything, whether it's worries, fear, anxieties, or your desires. God, I would love to do this. I would love to do that. Is this your will? And then paying attention to the way you feel, really contemplating and discerning every last step that you have to make in order to go forward or to deal with whatever it is that you're taking to God. There's another thing on the persistent part, so make sure that you do it every day, meaning you go to God every morning, pray, find some time in silence, and start your day off in prayer. And then watch him all throughout the day. I'm Kendra Von Esch, sitting in for Father Anthony on listener-supported Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ.
Save the dates for Prairie Fest, Friday through Sunday, August 9th through the 11th at Annunciation Byzantine Catholic Church in Homer Glen, Illinois.
More info at ByzantineCatholic.com.
The Winds of Change.
on AM 750 WNDZ and on the World Wide Web at windsofchangeshow.com.
St. Stanislaus Kostka is the sanctuary of the divine mercy, where you can enter into the presence of Christ 24/7. Every first Saturday afternoon will be a special opportunity for healing. At 4:30, bring your petitions for our Blessed Mother's intercession as we pray the rosary. Then, at 5, we share the body of Christ in the Holy Mass. Also, at 5:30, a Spanish Mass, followed by a Eucharistic procession, adoration, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and an anointing. Enter into the sacred space of St. Stanislaus Kostka and place yourself before Christ for healing. On first Saturday afternoon, starting at 4:30, find St. Stanislaus Kostka, the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy, 2 blocks north of Division, on Noble, just off the Kennedy in Chicago, and find peace and healing.
I'm Kendra Von Esch, sitting in for Father Anthony on Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ. Okay, let's get back to the story of the Holy Spirit for me. So I told you, I rest in the Spirit. I'm slayed in the Spirit. I'm on the ground, absolutely unable to move, in the most beautiful peace I've ever experienced outside of that confession. Actually, probably the same peace. But the weird part is I couldn't move. So that was the interesting aspect of it all. And when I went home and I put the vlog together, I ended up hearing and receiving a lot of interesting feedback from people. Hey, watch out for that charismatic Pentecostal movement. Hey, watch out for this. What's that? That didn't happen. You didn't actually have that happen to you. And so at the end of it all, I said, okay, I got to figure out what is this. So I started doing my research. What happened to me? So as I was doing my research, I found out that we all need to be healed. We are all broken people. We're dealing with a ton of things. And God is the one that can heal us and heal us from within and transform our lives because, quite frankly, I've had so many miracles and transformations with God, through God, that I will never, ever live my life without Him because it's made such a difference. He has made such a difference in my life, and that's why I'm sitting here today and hoping to bring everyone closer to God and the faith because living life outside without Him is just so difficult. So here's what happened. I started Googling. I'm like, okay, resting in the Spirit, slayed in the Spirit. What is it? Well, you have to be really heartfelt and want to be healed. Before I go farther, I want to say one thing. Each and every one of us has a different journey that we're on. We have a different life, different experiences, different everything. You are you, I am me. And I remember sharing this story with someone who looked at me, and when I was done, she said, "I am so jealous." And I looked at her, I said, "Why? Why did you say that?" And she says, "Because I have been going to church and a Catholic all my life, and I've never experienced that. I've never had that encounter. I think my faith is here." And she pointed to her head, not here, and she pointed to her heart. And that is the difference. I feel, even though I didn't know what was going on or what a healing service was all about, I was going through something horrible at that time. And I remember I had to go to confession face to face with the priest because they offer confession at this conference and there's lots of priests, but there's not a lot of rooms and screens that you can hide behind. So here I am looking at him face to face and I go through my confession and I'm just embarrassed and thinking, I don't ever want to say these words out loud again, especially not face to face. Oh, and then get this one. So we're done. And, you know, I said, hi, I'm Father XYZ. And I said, oh, hi, I'm Kendra Von Esch. And he goes, you're Kendra Von Esch? I was like, are you kidding me? Somebody get me out of here, you know? And I said, yeah. And he's listened to me a few times on Young Catholics Respond and a couple of other radio programs. So I was even doubly mortified because now I'm thinking, all right, great. Now this guy knows who I am and he knows all my sins. But I digress. And I don't care because I'm only living now for an audience of one. And that is God. so I know that my sins are forgiven, and I don't need any judgment from anybody, just God's love and mercy. Okay, so I look online and I see all these things about you need to be as in such a state of grace or wanting to be healed. So I told you it was the most embarrassing face-to-face confession I've ever done. And that was actually 2 hours before the service. So I think that was the moment where I was truly wanting something out of my life. And after I was prayed over, that was the Holy Spirit just healing me and coming into me and working and transforming me. And he hasn't left. And that was the game changer and why I want to talk to you about this. Because if you aren't praying and you aren't trying your best and you're not heartfelt about living your life in virtue and hand in hand with God, then yeah, your prayers might not come true right now. God knows your heart. You might mentally want something. Let me just share this one. I was wanting to stop a vice that I had in my life. And I thought I could do it on my own. And I found out that I couldn't. And I kept having to go back to confession and go back to confession and go back to confession. By the way, I love confession. I go once a week, if not, 7 to 10 days. It's just an amazing gift. But I kept saying the same things. And then I went to Mary and I went to Jesus and I said, please, on my knees. This wasn't even in a confessional. This was in adoration. And I cried. And this time it was heartfelt. Like, okay, yeah, I'm not St. Augustine anymore. I'm not just going to come in here and say, okay, Lord, save me. And then in my head think, oh, but not quite yet, because I'm not done with this sin yet. And yeah, I had those prayers answered. And the other thing that I read in one of these articles was, don't be addicted to the feeling. And that kind of got me. I was like, okay, here I am running back and forth to adoration because I can't wait to feel this feeling. So is this a sin? What do I do? So I ended up going to confession. And praise be to God that Jesus spoke through that priest, because I shared that I didn't want to be addicted or feeling connected to this feeling instead of my love and my connection with God. And the priest says, oh my gosh, you are addicted to God. That is God. That is the Holy Spirit in your body. Bring it. Ask God to bring more. And I cried. I was literally crying, thanking him so much for telling me that, because I was really concerned that I shouldn't be wanting to feel this love and this peace in my body. Like maybe I am addicted to this, So that being said, I hugged and I thanked that priest. I said, thank you so much. And then guess what? God kept putting people in my way who have been very, very devoted to the Holy Spirit, who consider themselves charismatic Catholics. And I remember hearing that once. Someone asked me, are you a charismatic Catholic? And I'm like, I'm just Catholic. Like, I didn't even know there were different ones. What's a charismatic? And I'm not that 100%, I'm not waving my hands in the air and all that. I mean, at the end of the day, I just know this is my feeling, my relationship with God. This is what he's given me as far as the grace. And it's going to be different for you. And you may feel to put your hands in the air and to wave around, and we're all going to have different feelings. But I think one of the things that's been the biggest surprise is how many people have not had that encounter. I just sit and think how grateful and blessed I am that the Holy Spirit has been able to fill me with such supernatural graces, because I am telling you, I don't deserve them. I'm unworthy of them. And half the time, I wasn't even sure that they were real. Like, okay, this is just a fleeting thing. And it's not. So I feel everyone should have a deep relationship with God. And that goes and roots back into prayer. And again, you have to commit. I want to say, just give yourself 15 minutes a day. So when I'm out speaking, people are saying, hey, how do you pray and how do you hear God's voice throughout your day? And this isn't like a big plug here, but I can't share everything with someone that I just met after a talk in like 5 minutes, right? I mean, we all know the spiritual journey and the prayer life that we have built takes quite some time to mature. And of course, there are a lot of gems that I receive from my spiritual director, and I want to share that. I want to help others, you know, get over these stumbling blocks. So what I prayed on, there were two things that kept coming at me when I would be out speaking. People would say, hey, I need you to meet my mother, my brother, my sister, my friend. You know, you would get along with them so well. You would, you know, you can relate with them. So that was one thing. And then the other one was, how do you pray? How do you hear God? So I put a video prayer program together going through my journey of prayer and how my spiritual director really connected me to God in a way that I don't think I could have done it on my own. It's not the way to pray, by the way, but it's for all those crazy busy people out there. I mean, I was going through this process while I was flying around as an executive around the globe, wining and dining every night, breakfasts in the morning. I mean, I really had no time to just sit and pray. But that's how you learn. You don't just sit and pray. You pray all day long, and you have to see God all day long. So that was a challenge for me, and that's why I put this video prayer course together. So real quick, it is 3 minutes of me in a video. Each week has a theme. It's 40 days. So at the end of these 40 days, you're going to have more structure. You're going to know all of the amazing resources that we have in this Catholic Church to pray to. The Holy Trinity, the Holy Family, your guardian angel, all the angels and saints. And we go through processes of choosing saints that you can pray to and all of that. And it's just 15 minutes a day. That's all you need to start your day with prayer. But you don't need a prayer guide. You just need to start. So start talking to God as frequently and as often as you can. In the beginning, you're not going to necessarily hear or feel necessarily what he's saying, but you might. I mean, again, I'm only speaking of my experience, and that's the only thing that I can talk of. So then I'm now having all of these people come into my life who have had amazing experiences with the Holy Spirit. I have books that people have given me, devotions that people have given me, DVDs that people have given me that I just can't get enough now. And it's God. The Holy Spirit is God. But I think specifically praying to Him is the important aspect of my daily routine. Come, Holy Spirit, come by means of the powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and then see where the day goes and where it takes you. I'm Kendra Von Esch, sitting in for Father Anthony on listener-supported Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ.
Sometimes in life, we are confronted with the tyranny of choice. I know. Stop or go. Hot or cold. Up or down. This way or that way. You can contribute to Winds of Change, one way or the other. One way is to go to windsofchangeshow.com. Then click on Support Winds of Change Show in the upper right-hand corner of the page. The other is to go to ststandschurch.org and click on the radio tab to make your donation, one way or the other.
The Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ and on the World Wide Web at windsofchangeshow.com.
St. Stanislaus Kostka Church is the official sanctuary of the Divine Mercy in Chicago. Founded by Polish immigrants in the late 1800s, this historic church is more commonly known as St. Stan's. One church, many cultures, in that masses are held in English, Spanish, and Polish. The church is two blocks north of Division on Noble, just off the Kennedy. St. Stan's has been so prominent in the history of the church in Chicago that the Kennedy Expressway was even built around it. St. Stan's is easy to get to. It is the sanctuary for quiet prayer. before the celebrated iconic monstrance. For Mass and confession times and special events, please visit our new website at ststandschurch.org. That's ststandschurch.org. And while you're on the homepage, feel free to click on the donations tab to help in the continuing restoration of St. Stan's.
I'm Kendra Von Esch, sitting in for Father Anthony on Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ. Am I overwhelming you with the Holy Spirit here? Are you getting the point that I'm trying to drive home as we approach Pentecost? I sure hope so. Because there's nothing more amazing than having your heart and your head connected. I think I read once that it's the longest 16, 18 inches from your head to your heart. But when you do connect and it matches, your life will never be the same. And all you have to do is ask. So here's what I want everyone to do. If you don't have a regular prayer life, or if you don't know what prayer is, let's just start. You don't have to get the 40-day prayer program, which is on my website, kendravonesch.com. I just want you to have that conversation. Go to God with whatever it is that is hurting you, you're struggling with, you want, you need. Because I think we always go to Him in the bad times, and we forget we should probably go to Him for the desires and the needs and the wants we have, but also go to Him in gratitude for all of the blessings that He's already given us in our lives. I think, you kind of get to your bottom end of your rope, the bottom of the barrel, if you will, and then that's when you go to God. And He wants you all day, every day, throughout the good and the bad. So I struggled in the beginning to hear, see, and feel God, but after that healing service and after truly resting in Him, I look at everybody who was warning me and, hey, watch out for this and watch out for that and don't be addicted to the feeling. And I say, ah, hogwash. I'm all over it. I want more of this. And so these are the feelings and the nudges that I am paying attention to in my devotion to the Holy Spirit lately. Let me tell you one. Oh, now, guys, I'm just telling you, I'm not peaceful and calm and not freaking out every single day, all day. That's not the case. I'm human. But I will tell you, there was one day that I was in my own head. I truly believe that Satan was putting these thoughts in my mind. You're not good enough. You're not smart enough. Honey, you better start making some money. I mean, seriously, this is what was going in my head. Your husband's not going to be too happy with you leaving your executive career and nothing to show for it with this ministry. Seriously, this is what I was going through. And I never heard those words from my husband's mouth, by the way. It was me thinking the worst. And so I stayed. I went to daily mass. I was on my knees. While I received the Eucharist, while I was praying Thanksgiving, I said, God, I don't know, but I'm in this world of freak out and fear. I need some help. And then I feel this urge, call your mom. I'm like, okay, well, put that out of my head. I don't know what the heck that was. So I'm praying, and I'm, still sitting there. God, I really need some help. I need to put this, I need your peace. Call your mom. Why do I keep hearing call your mom? What has she got to do with anything? So guess what? After Mass, in the narthex, before I went to my prayer group, I decided I'm going to call my mom. And as I got into the conversation, I was sharing with her what I was going through. And God spoke through her, basically. She absolutely addressed my concerns. And I started crying. And I shared with her, that I was on my knees praying. And God put in my heart, call your mom. And I think that's the hardest part, is to listen and react. Because what if I didn't that time? Well, I'll call her later. Because, I don't know about you, but anytime I pick up the phone and talk to my mom, it's a long conversation. It's never a five-minuter. But I'm so blessed that she's here on this earth. And I pray for all of you that have lost your mothers. I am so blessed and so grateful. But that's how the Holy Spirit works. He talks to you, through you. He nudges you. And then I kind of sometimes overanalyze the nudge. well, does he really want me to do that? Like, I don't really want to do that. I don't think he really wants me to do that. I talk myself right on out of it. And that's where the practice comes in. Because then you could feel, is this thing that he's asking me to do going to, you know, bring me closer to God? Is it going to bring me closer to the faith? And is it going to bring someone else closer to God through me? So there was one time I was in a restaurant, and there was just, you know, a little old lady sitting there, and God nudged me, go say hi, go wish her a blessed and inspired day. That's kind of my little thing. Have a blessed and inspired day. And well, I didn't. And I just looked at her, and I'm like, no, I don't want to bother her. I'm going to go sit down soon. And I wonder, you know, looking back, what was she going through at that time? What would my bright smile and happiness and care for her do if I, you know, do to her in this moment? But I chose not to react. And it's times like that where you just kind of think, I could have probably made an impact on that person's life because I don't think I put that thought in my head. I'm pretty sure the Holy Spirit did. And I want, do some research on the Holy Spirit, seriously, because that was the godsend from everybody else, books and DVDs and videos and daily meditations to the Holy Spirit. And I can't thank everybody enough. And yet, I think everybody has this available to them. They just have to ask and do some research to feel, see, and hear God. And that's the other thing. If I didn't have some people along this journey, I just want to go there. If you're out there by yourself on the journey like I was for, I don't know, five years, and it's just you and your computer doing research, and it's you and your Bible going through this process alone, do not do that anymore, please. I have had an amazing enrichment in my journey over the last, you know, year and a half since I started attending prayer groups, going to parish events, getting out there speaking on the ministry side of the house. I can't tell you how many people I've met who have come up and become, you know, after I speak, then all of a sudden we're friends. I just had dinner last night with one of those people. She's an amazing mentor to me. She's been on the journey a little bit longer than me, and her and I are all about the Holy Spirit. We were actually sitting in the restaurant last night looking around us and feeling sad for all of those people who don't have God in their life, who don't have the love and the peace of the Holy Spirit and the calmness of living life hand in hand with God leading. And it was just, I seriously can't sometimes believe that these words are coming out of my mouth, because it's been since 2013 and it hasn't been that long, but I can remember back about how hard life was before God. And both of us, all we did was just, we just kept saying, we just want to walk around and just shake everybody and say, wake up, wake up, wake up. But of course we can't. So what can we do? Well, we can go to God and ask God to come into our lives more, but you have to commit to some prayer. And prayer is communication, and communication means you let God speak. So one thing that I'd like to challenge you to do over the next couple of weeks is go spend some time in adoration. And if you don't have an adoration chapel, a young man just came into the church this year in Easter. And he just moved, and he said, you know, I'm having trouble finding an adoration chapel where I live now, and so I don't really go to adoration anymore. And I say, you know what? You don't need to be in adoration to sit with God. So go into the parish and sit in front of the tabernacle. He's back there too. Or you can do adoration and adore Jesus anywhere. I have a peaceful place in my house that I pray. I've gone to some people's houses and they have prayer rooms. I mean, like kneelers, and you know, I light a candle and I have holy water next to me, and I have a little statue of Mary and all of that. And it's very peaceful. It's the most incredible way to start your day in the morning. That's for sure. For me, it's it makes such a difference. And when I don't, everything's just a little bit more wild and out of control, and I'm a little bit more anxious about everything. But find that quiet, peaceful place to spend some time with God. And remember, you don't need a lot of time. You only need 15 minutes. And then try throughout your day to see God. So spend that silent time with Him in adoration or in front of the tabernacle. Try to do even 15 minutes. I don't care if you just stop in, but you have to show and you have to, you know, sacrifice a little bit to be with God. And then I think you'll be surprised, because you'll start feeling that peace and you'll want to pray all the time. There was one day that I fell into total productivity mode. I had something to do. I had a deadline and I did not pray. I got up in the morning and I went right to work. And by the end of the day, I was a mess and I didn't even finish what I needed to finish. And then there was another day in the past where I went to Mass, and I wasn't going to because I was busy, but I did. And at this particular parish, there was an adoration chapel 24/7. So I slid in there with the intention of spending 5 minutes and then going and running into my work, right? Well, I spent the hour there. Jesus kept saying, stay with me a little longer, stay with me a little longer. And then when I left, that list of things that I had to do was not only accomplished with ease and peace, but I got probably 5 to 10 more things done that day. And I look back at the difference in how, when I sacrifice my time and I shut out all of the distractions in this world the best I can, and I'm not always perfect, God will grace me with everything that I need, whether it's people, resources, time. I don't know how I got all that stuff done that day, but I rely on that day to remind me in those mornings when all I want to do is jump into work or jump in the shower, I have to stop and say, God first. And everything falls into place, because then you see God throughout the day because you've started your day with Him. Again, my prayer course, I'm just going to throw this out there one more time because I have a passion to keep you close to God and the faith. It's Go Deep, 40 Days with Prayer, Love, and Grace, and you can find it on kendravonesh.com. I really, really want you guys to try it. But if not, just do yourself a favor and pray. Pray, 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 pray. Just want to thank you so much for having me here today. I do have to say that this was my first live radio show, and I love this. I hope I can come back. I will get better, I promise. I'm Kendra Von Esch. I'm sitting in for Father Anthony on Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ.
To say when the world makes no sense? Do we search deeper truths or sit on the fence? Can you see? Can you see? Can you see the winds have changed? We marvel and flatter such meaningless thought. The shell of strong, but the inside is rot. It's time to be stirred. The time is now. The winds have changed. Read the signs. No time to hide. The winds have changed. To say when right from wrong has become so obscure, it does not take that long. Can you see?